Almost from birth, Barbara Borden wanted to drum.
When I was 5 years old, I made it a point to do a sit-down strike at Sears Roebuck and demand that my mother buy me a toy drum. I just sat there on the floor playing it and wouldn't leave till she did.
That was her first drum, short-lived as it turned out, but augmented by pots and pans until her family finally got her a proper drum kit a few years later.
I brought it home and started playing and had it set up totally backwards and put on 78 records and went to town playing with big bands and Nat King Cole and various records that we had around the house.
Coupling that primal rhythmic urge with years of intensive practice, Borden became a busy, highly regarded jazz drummer, notably as part of the Bay Area-based all-women quintet Alive, who were active throughout the 1980s. Along the way, Borden says, she came to realize that she needed to approach drumming from a different mindset, to practice a form of nonviolent percussion.
We're not hitting the drum, we're not striking the drum, we're not banging the drum, we're inviting the sound out of the drum. I borrowed that phrase from Thich Nhat Hanh, who says that about ringing a bell. And it's a very different approach. Instead of a downward stroke into the drums, it's an upward stroke, even though you have to go down, but you're always thinking up to pull the sound or invite the sound out of the drum.
Beyond performing with a host of other musicians, Borden also gave her life and music a theatrical treatment. And it was that project which brought her to the attention of documentary filmmaker David Brown.
I was immediately captivated by her and volunteered to help shoot her one-woman percussion play, She Dares to Drum, which was coming up. And after filming that, I suggested a full documentary. I was just convinced that she was an extraordinary subject, a great artist, an extraordinary person that deserved a documentary.
His film, Keeper of the Beat, was enthusiastically received at the Mill Valley Film Festival last fall. It is Borden's hometown now. And it will get a special one-night screening in Sonoma County this week. And while Borden's music plays a big part in it, Brown came away most impressed by what else she does with her drumming.
She describes what she does as drumbeat diplomacy. She uses her drumming as a tool for communication and bridge building. I think that's a really remarkable part of Barbara's skill set, that ability to use her drumming and her music for cross-cultural communication.
This is documented in her travels to Siberia, Central Africa, even war-ravaged Bosnia, where goodwill and expressive hand drums fostered communication and forged friendships. Taken all together, says Brown, the result is a documentary about much more than a woman who drums.
It's really a story about the search for identity and finding your bliss and then following through when the path gets rocky.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.